The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Peterson of KMA Radio in Shenandoah and Aaron Summers of the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
First of all, President Trump is quoted as saying today that he's considering increasing tariffs on something like $200 billion in Chinese goods by 25%. I know there's been a big push for the Trump administration to relax their current tariffs. What would this be? What kind of an impact would this be on Iowa products if these latest tariffs go forward?
Well, it's going to be hurt. Now, we've always talked about what it's done to soybeans primarily. Now, they're back in the soybean market. I suppose it'd be real easy for them to get out of the soybean market. So I don't know. I'd rather speculate that he's doing it because he woke up from a bad dream and he needed to tweet about something. And he thought China should have made an agreement yesterday with him. It's going to be the end of this week. I hope that that's what happened. If it happened because there's really something gone wrong, I'm quite shocked that these negotiations would turn bad that fast, because for the past month, it's been very, very positive. And I wish I knew exactly what's going on, and my staff has made a call to the Special Trade Representative's office. We don't have an answer. The White House says the talks are ongoing. I'd like to hear it from the Special Trade Representative. Aaron Summers?
Well, I was just going to follow up with that. Weren't you just recently calling to have the tariffs lifted off of steel and aluminum? What are your concerns about those tariffs in particular?
Yeah. Okay, and remember, we were talking first about China. Now you're talking about Mexico and Canada. My concern is that while those tariffs are on, two things are going to happen. One, Mexico and Canada is not going to take them up until the tariffs go off. Number two, while those tariffs are on, Mexico's got retaliatory tariffs against our cheese, our pigs, and our pork and our corn. So think of how devastating that is to our farmers. And then, as long as the agreement is still not finalized by the three countries, we're not getting our wheat into China or into Canada, and we haven't been able to import wheat in there, except maybe the poorest quality of wheat that we have. And the other one is that this is going to be fantastic for dairy going into Canada, because they've been very protective on their dairy. So that's the impact it has. And I want them to come off, and I want them to come off because the president put them on because Mexico and Canada wasn't negotiating. And they negotiated. The president said he's satisfied with the deal. I'm satisfied with it. Well, if you're satisfied with it, it's a no-brainer to take the tariffs off. But we discussed it last Thursday at the White House, and the president said he isn't ready to take them off. And he listened to six senators, including me, that said they ought to come off. And he was concerned about the transshipment of steel from China through Canada into the United States. Well, I'd be concerned about that, but I've been assured by the Canadian foreign minister that they were going to make sure that didn't happen. So we tried to talk the president into a different position. He didn't buy it. Back to Mike.
Senator, along those lines, do you think that the president really understands how these tariffs are affecting Iowa farmers and businesses? Even after all this time, you and Senator Ernst and other members of the state delegation have talked to him about this.
He must know that it causes farmers to struggle. Even without the tariffs, we'd still be struggling with production below the cost of our income below the cost of production. Because he said to the Secretary of Purdue now a year ago, we're going to help the farmers. So he must know that there's harm done. But I don't think he understands the impact of tariffs. I had a discussion with him. He was talking about 1888 tariffs and how good they were for the United States. I'm not sure that I would buy that argument. But I countered with the fact that Smoot-Hawley tariffs brought on the Great Depression in the 1930s. Bad economy in Germany brought Hitler to power. Hitler comes to power and you end up with World War II. And then you end up with 60 million people dying. And then in turn, after World War II, 50% of the world's population's in poverty. And today it's only 8%, as proof that trade raises all boats. And those are words from President Kennedy. Tide lifts all boats, I should say. Aaron?
Well, do you find that President Trump is he not listening to senators? I mean, you have many decades of experience in this, whereas presidents tend to have a smaller window of experience in this. Is he less likely to listen to what you folks are saying with your years of experience than other presidents you've worked with in the past?
I don't want to make a categorical statement, but I can say this.
Okay.
Twice I've said to him what I'm saying to you, that he negotiated Mexico and Canada, negotiating good faith. You got an agreement you like. Don't you think you ought to take the tariffs off? And he said no both times. Mike Peterson.
Senator, back on April 17th, you participated in the Senate field hearing in Glenwood on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers regarding river management decisions in relations to the floods. You and Senator Ernst recently sent a letter to the Corps regarding communication shortcomings in relation to the flood. Specifically, where do you think the shortcomings have been found as far as Corps communications are concerned?
In Omaha more than in Kansas City. And it was that there wasn't given enough alert of the possible flooding, that catastrophic flooding that happened. And compared to the fact that there was better communication in the 2011 flood. So what's different is more or less where we're coming from. Aaron Summers.
What are you observing right now about the overall economy in Iowa, and how is it comparing to what you're hearing about with the rest of the country?
Unemployment is at a much lower level than it is nationally, and it's 50-year low with nationally. The farm economy is, as far as grain's concerned, below the cost of production and not as good as it ought to be. But overall, we've got a need for about 30,000 workers that we need 30,000 more workers, and we don't have those 30,000 people to fill it. And if anybody wants a job, they ought to be able to get a job. Mike?
Senator, getting back to the flood situation, how much closer are we to some sort of a settlement in the Senate regarding flood relief funding for the areas impacted by the disaster?
Yeah. I don't know, because I'm not at the table with those negotiations, but I can tell you that we, in 38 years that I've been in the United States Senate, we've never had trouble getting a bipartisan agreement. Maybe it took longer like now than normally, but we never had trouble getting a bipartisan agreement that the federal government ought to fulfill its responsibilities of being an employer or an insurer of last resort. And so we are an insurer of last resort for the last 70 years, and we have to fulfill that responsibility, and we normally do, and it'll eventually be done. And even if we pass this appropriation bill, that wouldn't take into consideration the damage for Davenport, that they're going to need help, or Southwest Iowa, where, because we don't have a total figure yet. So this $13.8 billion, maybe a little of it could be expended in Davenport and Southwest Iowa, but it's not going to fulfill all the needs that they're going to have. So we're going to have another such bill. Aaron, you'll be the last question.
All right. Are there any immigration bills or any immigration discussions right now in the works that you could give us an update on, particularly as it relates to the border?
Yeah, I can give you something that's happening tomorrow, but I can't give you any substance because I don't have any substance. But the president, is going to unveil a immigration bill to those of us invited down to the White House. And I don't know how many people are invited down, but I'm one of those that are going down and have been invited down to hear what he's got to say. So why don't you, after about 3 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow, start observing on the wires. You might pick up something that the details of that.
Thank you, Mike and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.